Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. And first, it's Wait, Wait on the Trail. Round them up, Carl. Because without us, you might forget there's a presidential campaign going on. Tom, this week, Republican candidate Mitt Romney was asked by an anti-war activist whether any of his five adult sons had decided to serve in the military to fight the war that Romney supports. Romney said no, they hadn't, but they had decided to serve their country in another equally important way. What?
Hell, helping their father get elected president.
Exactly right.
What sacrifice?
They also serve who eat the corn dogs at the Iowa State Fair. Among the hazardous duties endured by the fighting Romney brothers are driving a Winnebago around Iowa and also writing a group blog called The Five Brothers Blog. Its compelling and controversial theme, how neat their daddy is. Mitt's eldest son, Tag Romney, his real name, demanded and was awarded a Purple Heart for indigestion from eating a fried Twinkie at the Des Moines County political dinner. Paula, bad news for Tibetan Buddhists. They will no longer be allowed to do what without filing an application and getting official approval from Chinese authorities?
Say om.
No. I'll give you a hint. The application form includes blanks for what you want to come back as, and if it's something nicer than a cockroach, you will need two references.
They can't die?
Not die. We all die.
They can't reincarnate?
Exactly right. You need government permission to reincarnate.
Oh, I think that's better anyways.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's actually a fairly serious issue. Tibetan Buddhism is ruled by a council of senior monks, all of whom are reincarnations of previous council members. So controlling who gets reincarnated and as whom means you essentially control the religion. Well, Chinese authorities want to make sure all incarnations are to their liking politically, you see. But just to make it fair, no application they've announced is necessary if you want to come back as an invertebrate, such as, you know, an earthworm, a jellyfish, or a congressional Democrat. Okay.